Well, it is another Tuesday. That means joining us live in studio today, it is our digital disciple, Sarah Kenzie, joining us today to let you know what's coming to your inbox today. And with the big announcement of this week's Parish of the Week. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning. How are you?
It's great to see you in the studio today. I really get excited for Tuesdays now because I really want to know who is this week's Parish of the Week. It's always so much fun to talk about the different parishes. We want to say big thank you to Sacred Heart in Tillamook.
Yes.
We've been able to highlight them this week. We know lots of people going to be traveling over the summer, so it's good to know where these parishes are. I traveled this weekend and I looked up a mass, they're local, so it's wonderful
nice.
To be able to remember to keep that in mind. Mm-hmm. Just because you're on vacation, remember to bring God right along with you. So now for today, this week's Parish of the Week, who are we celebrating?
All right, we are celebrating St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Forest Grove.
Hey, woohoo, congratulations.
Yeah, man, we're just excited to feature St. Anthony's. What a wonderful parish. They have so much going on. Just taking a quick look at their website, I thought, wow, they have all these amazing things. They do so many ministries, I think, to help their local parish, their local community. They, as many parishes do, they bring communion to the homebound, but they also provide meals in times of need. They have a very active St. Vincent de Paul as well at the parish. And they also have a lot of different opportunities for prayer. They have an intercessory prayer group that meets each Thursday, and they pray the Seven Sorrows Rosary. They also have a prayer chain, and they have, with their adoration at certain masses, they have anointing of the sick as well at different times throughout the month. So they have a lot of different opportunities for prayer. One thing that I really enjoyed that I saw is a lot of their youth group fundraisers to, raise money for different, youth activities revolved around food. And I just thought, man, I wish I lived closer, but maybe, one of these days I'll find myself over there, because they, they've done tacos, they've done pie orders, tamales, all kinds of different great ways to support activities in the parish, and especially with the youth group. And so that, I thought that was really great. And another thing that I saw that they listed this was a friend raiser, not a fundraiser, a friend raiser.
So I like that.
A lot of their activities that, I'm sure do benefit, the parish in some way, but really are a lot about community. So some of those were, they do a holiday bazaar every year. They do drive-through dinners, different things like that. So I thought that was a fun way to think about it. And one other quick thing I wanted to mention too, I know that recently their vicariate in the Tualatin Valley had a Eucharistic revival pilgrimage. So a lot closer than the one in Eastern Oregon, but the way that they did that was for about 6 weeks, there was adoration and benediction at all these different parishes in the vicariate. And so you could travel around and go to each one, but it was part of that Eucharistic revival, which I thought was such a great idea. I had kind of seen that a while ago, and I just thought that was what an amazing way to bring the local vicariate together, but also to bring more devotion and to the Eucharist. And so I did, that was just something I really loved when I saw that. So once again, congratulations to St. Anthony of Padua Catholic Church in Forest Grove. And as always, you can go to our Parish of the Week website, you can watch social media, and we'll share a little bit more information about their parish.
Again, congratulations to them. I'm always amazed. We focus so much on this metro area. It doesn't take but a few miles. It's really not that far out of town. And you get a real rural feel for what a parish in Forest Grove is like. And there's still such a very active community. So it's real easy to get out there. Just a few miles outside the city. And wow, it's rural country, and there's just such a beautiful way that they just focus on their spirituality in that small community. Mm-hmm. So again, congratulations to them. Sarah Kenzie is joining us today. So go to our social media platforms. Make sure you like them and follow them, because throughout the week, Sarah's going to be including different things about St. Anthony's there as well. So it is also a Tuesday. That means an email is coming out this afternoon from Mater Dei Radio. Tell us a little bit about what's going to be included today.
Sure. One of the things that I wanted to make sure everyone got a chance to listen to was we have a new episode of our Through Thick and Thin podcast. And if you remember, that is our podcast that our intern from last summer, Vivian, started. And it is aimed at young Vietnamese Catholics. But I really think that anyone, you know, listening would get a lot out of this. And so in this episode, we actually got to talk to our brand new deacon, Chin Yan. Yes. And so he came in just a few days, literally after his ordination, and was so generous with his time. They had just such a great discussion. And so I really encourage people to go listen to that. Also, you know, this was always the plan was to do a limited series. And so this is episode 10 and we only have two left. So make sure that you're tuning in and, you know, staying up to date. And for episode 10, actually, Vivian is going to be collecting questions from, you know, listeners of the podcast that have been kind of listening through the whole journey. And we'll maybe have a special guest in to answer some of those questions. But there is actually an online form where you can submit questions for the Through Thick and Thin final episode. So I wanted to mention that. It's a great, great episode this month.
So Vivian started, it was about a year ago, I think, wasn't it last summer?
Yeah, getting close to a year. Yeah,
she started in as one of our interns, mm-hmm. and through that was able to develop some skills and began this podcast too. So summer's coming around again, and so I know that there are some opportunities. Go to materdayradio.com. You can see some of the internship possibilities
Absolutely.
That are also offered here as well. All right, and then another one fun thing that we like to add in there is maybe highlight a special event or two. Deb's pick of the week for this week. I think that I could enjoy myself very, very much if I were to be at St. Joseph the Worker this week.
Yes, this is a wonderful event. And so this is going to be supporting St. Joseph the Worker, but it's going to be on June 15th. That's a Saturday. It's actually going to be at the Franciscan Montessori Earth School Gym.
Okay.
So that's the Franciscan Sisters of the Eucharist are involved with that school there in Southeast Portland. But this is a fundraiser activity, and it's Filipino parishioners and friends of St. Joseph the Worker are putting this on to really just help benefit the upkeep of that parish. And we know Father Niall Reardon has been here, and, you know, we're great friends with him, and just sounds like a wonderful community. And so this evening is going to have great Filipino food, lots of dancing, and the music selection stay from the 60s to the present. So it sounds like it'll be pretty great. So there'll be food, dancing, just a great time. And so there are tickets that you can get for that. And so we'll include all that information, and you can find it on our community calendar as well as in our email.
Brian, this sounds like an event right up your alley. We've got food, we've got dancing, and music from the 60s. I mean, what possibly could
through
be
the present?
Hey. Yeah, I'm not quite that old, but actually music stopped after the year 1991. There was no good music.
Oh, not since then.
Yeah, I can.
Well, that could be a whole other conversation, Brian, but
oh gosh. Well,
no, that does sound like a lot of fun. And you did. You had me at food. So there you go.
That's all it takes. That's the way to a parishioner's heart, right? Is through their stomach. I think that should be the new saint. Well, Sarah, thanks so much for joining us today. Congratulations again to St. Anthony's, and thanks for joining us for today's Tech Tuesday.
Thank you.